through that, the practitioner can attain both ordinary and supreme siddhi. The individual can attain Buddhahood by practicing one of the six yogas, whether it's tummo, illusory form, the yoga of dream, or any of the others. Supreme siddhi, that is attainment of Buddha, the enlightened state, can be attained by each practice individually. Though these six yogas, whether those of Naropa or Niguma, are often practiced all together, in that the power of one of the practices will be conducive towards developing the next and so on. So in this way, one may say they are interrelated. So a method is to practice all of them.
So, the first empowerment is the one of tummo, and one visualizes oneself in the form of Kolodencho with his consort, Dorje Pamo. And then there is the stage during the empowerment where spiritual influence is being received. One then meditates that within one's form as Kolodencho, there is the central nadi within which fire blazes. Now, that then empowers one to, in the future, practice the instructions of tummo. And through this practice, develop wisdom which relates to both bliss and heat, being the particular features of this practice.
Tene tate jesla wan nipate julugo wangela. Tene julula tetanga wanambani kasinte julu wangmochi segera. Tene endi julu misa julugo wangmochi te tanda tetanga zo julu nabore te yinaya tene jitenga tanti nyaus lendo rumore wangre. Tene tanda misalge julugo kasina julurang chetula gongi wangela.
Oh, no. Then the next empowerment is related to the yoga of illusory form. As we saw yesterday, there was mention of the great empowerment related to the yoga of illusory form, which then involves the five yidams of the five classes of tantras mentioned together. Practiced together. Now, in terms of the empowerment today, then one again is in the form of Kolodencho with his consort Roger Pamo, and this visualization then includes the five yidams mentioned yesterday. Then in the four cardinal directions, there is the four dakinis called Dorje Kandro, Rinchen Kandro, Pema Kandro, and Legi Kandro.
Tene ta tika sala dando kandro de yetan kolo de jo kandro. Tene te to kan te chetto onjo de chetto ko son to Wesley Carpo, Servo, Marpo, John Cotton, True
Name,
one took
So as we saw, one visualizes oneself in the form of Kolodencho, surrounded by the four kandromas or dakinis that were mentioned. One then visualizes that from Kolodencho in front of one, light emanates from the four places, the forehead, throat, heart, and secret place, through which one receives the four empowerments. These lights are then respectively white, red, blue, and green. Through the green light, one then receives the fourth empowerment, the word empowerment. Now, as one receives the empowerment relating to the body or form, that then empowers one to meditate on appearance and emptiness in union. One also considers one's own form and the form or body of others as illusion-like. When one receives the empowerment of speech, that then empowers one to meditate on all sounds as illusion-like, being like echoes. Then there is the third empowerment relating to enlightened mind. Here one is empowered to meditate on all what appears in mind as illusion-like, like a mirage. Then there is the fourth empowerment, the word empowerment, at which point everything, all appearances, dissolve into emptiness, and one is then empowered to meditate on emptiness in this way. Now, in particular, since this empowerment relates to the yoga of illusory form, that means the practice emphasizes contemplating the illusion-like nature of phenomena.
Then there is the empowerment relating to the yoga of dream. Again, the five yidams relating to the five classes of tantras are involved. Now, one is in the form of Kolodemcho. Within one's form of Kolodemcho, there are the different mandalas of this form or body. At the crown of the head, there is the mandala of Kolodemcho. At the throat center, Mahamaya. At the heart center, Hevajra. At the navel, Sangvadupa or Guhyasamaya. And at the secret place, Dorje, Jikche, or Yamantaka. Now, one in the order that was just mentioned prays or two supplicates these yidams, starting with Kolodemcho at the crown of one's head. As a result of supplicating Kolodemcho, one visualizes that heart shines forth from his heart center. Which is an offering to all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, through which their spiritual influence is received. Again, then light emanates from the form of Kolodemcho at the crown of one's head, light which fills all the nadis of the center at the crown of one's head, through which all negative actions and obscurations of the body are purified.
then one does the same visualization in relation to Mahamaya at the heart center, Mahamaya at the throat center, Hevajra at the heart center, Sangvadvipa at the center of the navel, and Dorje Jigche at the secret place or center, through which one receives their spiritual influence and this empowerment. So then the next stage in the empowerment relating to the dream yoga then is as follows. The part which was just described relates to what is called or what involves the methods for pointing out or demonstrating the symbols used, so to speak. Now, this next step in the empowerment then relates to that which is pointed out or symbolized. So one develops a sense of confidence and trust in these yidams, and with that as a basis, one does the following visualization. Now, as we saw, at the crown of one's head, there is the mandala of Kolodemcho, which as at this point dissolves into light and merges with the mandala at the throat center, the mandala of Mahamaya, through which one receives the vast empowerment. Then one visualizes that the mandala of Mahamaya at the throat center dissolves into light and merges with the Hevajra mandala at the heart center, through which the secret empowerment is obtained. Then one visualizes in the same way that the Hevajra mandala at the heart center dissolves into light and merges with the mandala of Sangvadvipa at the navel center, through which the wisdom empowerment is obtained. Then there is the mandala of Sangvadvipa dissolving into light and merging with the mandala at the secret place, being that of Dorje Jigche, through which one attains or obtains the fourth empowerment. And as was said, this practice relates to contemplate the illusion-like and dream-like nature of all phenomena. So the emphasis is on developing an awareness of the illusion-like and dream-like nature of things.
Dojin chang chung zi truan dam kena
중세 초반.
중세 초반.
라서.
드네 도제다 들은 좀 봐. 드는 콜라 칸도 봐야. 샤도 도제 칸도 렌진 칸도 대만 칸도 레지 칸도 뭐 봐야. 콜네 주팔라. 드네 랑게 자라 배바랑. 아 드네 대야 단도야 도제 창 빵아 검네 드네 대라 소라다.
Then there is the fourth empowerment, being the empowerment related to the yoga of brilliant vividness. Here the yidam involved is Dorje Chang, Vajradhara, surrounded by the four kandromas, dakinis, being Dorje Khandro, Rinchen Khandro, Pema Khandro, and Legi Khandro in the four cardinal directions. Now, again, during the first part of the empowerment, there is the invocation and receiving of spiritual influence, and one visualizes in front of one Dorje Chang or Vajradhara, surrounded by the four kandromas or dakinis that were enumerated.
Tene ta tela ya wang jie ge wei zhen chuo ge zul de zu kang ga ji ba le la. Tene lai ngo de de ka ka le ma to tan ji ba le.
Lai ngo wu ka ka le song xing.
Ngo de de bo ji zhong tan de tan de mo ham ji ka ten zu la. Ji de ma gong ge le tan de bo ji zhong.
Lai ngo wu.
Like number.
The way light emanates from the different forms of the yidams and so on is the same as before. Now here the form of the yidam, since it is Dorje Chang, is different, but that's the only difference. Then during the fourth empowerment, both oneself in the form of Dorje Chang, surrounded by the four kandromas, and Dorje Chang visualized in front of one, surrounded by the four kandromas, dissolve into light, and first the mandala in front of one dissolves into light and is absorbed into oneself in the form of Dorje Chang with his consort, which then also dissolves into light, and one then rests in emptiness. Now, at this point, one should think that one has become fortunate to, in the future, be able to engage in this practice.
Then
there is the next. Which is powa, or dying consciously. Now here again, not again, but here
One is in the form of Dorje Kando, Dorje Pamo, and the four Kandromas are in the four cardinal directions, and one is in the center of what is called the source of phenomena, visualized as an immense triangle. The same one visualizes in front of one, and as before, the visualization is the same in terms of different colors of light emanating from different parts of the form of the Yidam.
Tene ta tela yam poag mixal ke mikwa yore la tene tikas la rani doje pomote kholo denjo yavyam changba che yavyam
yavyam changba
yavyam changba che la chor tene rang ke te wala yige akar po ton don don te kete kam
tene
yige akar po
cha don don shikson
oh
laso
tang tang
laso
tang 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 Tene tate, tene rang, lovely are taken. Adi, get to me, are taken.
Adi, chitu, ya, lung, lung, lung,
lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung,
lung, lung,
lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung, lung,
Now, there is a particular visualization here where one is in the form of Kolodemcho with his consort, Dorje Pamo, and at the center of one's navel is the white letter A, the white seed syllable A, brilliant with light, and one imagines that through the force of wind, it's carried up to the crown of one's head, at which point one utters the sound hik.
Doji pomo grini ya jento 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 la song
kan de song song ta ya sen ya song
rang ti tu la doji pomo
doji na jo
ta la doji na jo ma
no
tin rang sen ta a ti doji na jo ma la te tin doji na jo ma ti jento 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 song ne
jento jento song
ya toru toru toru
oh nam kala
nam kala
la sa
tin ta ga ja ya wa ji ta ya song sa ma mhm ni te yo me ne pa ma te ti gam ya
So one then visualizes that one's main teacher, one's root lama, is seated on the crown of one's head in the form of Vajrayogini, and one's mind in the form of the seed syllable A. then enters one's root lama in the form of Vajrayogini, and Vajrayogini then rises or ascends into space and finally fades like a rainbow, at which point one rests in emptiness for a moment.
Tene doji pamo kulule adi chur tene, tene adi rang sen adi chur tene, tene adi hyun.
Rangi surkula.
Tombo doji pamo de rangi chitu.
Surka apke mare.
Sur. Tombo rangi chitu doji pamo de yugre ha.
Lare.
Doji pamo de yugre. Doji pamo kulule adi chur tene.
Lao.
Adi hyun.
So gi supo matu gongla utu shukere be.
Ati shuni ha.
Laso.
Nti kuanda wote ati. Oh. Ti kuanda wote rangi chizu ni ma. Kani.
Laso.
Ni lupo kanga lema na wote. Chungso ho sama na wote. Tene ti kuwa ti tewa la lebe rewa.
Lare.
Tene tre.
Then Vajrayogini reappears slowly and is again seated at the crown of one's head, at which point the seed syllable A leaves her form, melts into nectar, which enters one's own body, flows down to through which one's form becomes moist. It then, that is the nectar or dutsi, flows down to one's navel center, at which point one should experience a sensation of clarity and well-being. After that, one visualizes that long life nectar streams from Vajrayogini at the crown of one's head, enters and fills one's own body.
Tene ta te jisla pardu ge wangela pardu ge wang ge kapsala rani kholo tenchu changba yo me pa chu kang ge re tene ndan do ta la nga te chang be ji de nga sa ge kang ge re la tene de nam ji tu ka ne de nam ji ko sung tu le we zin tu de wang ge de chu chu de chi pa re la tene wang ge ge kapsala kang ga tong ni te yal Tene Tony Gangali Yard down capsula, Tene Narangan the Chunjun Jachibu. Tene Chunjun Jachibu, Saint Jin Tantiga, Hako Yomare, Tiaha Magona, Tene Koval Chompo Yore, Samatas Tate, Tene Narangasam Chunjun Day, Tene Woman Jin Kami in Sama. Tene Chunjun Day, Nanda Nara, Yige Hong Nova Dila, Tene.
Then there is the empowerment relating to the yoga of the intermediate state, the bardo. Here one is in the form of kolodentyo without consort, and in front of one one visualizes the mandala of the five yidams as before, and again one receives the four empowerments through light emanating as before. During the fourth empowerment, then the visualization dissolves into light and one rests in emptiness. Then as the phenomenal world, so to speak, reappears out of emptiness, one visualizes what is called the source of phenomena, which is an immense triangle, the triangle being upside down, and one then contemplates one then contemplates that beings wander in samsara or conditioned existence due to being unaware of the source of phenomena. One then contemplates that the whole of reality has become the reality of the enlightened realm called Omin, And at this stage, in the center of this immense triangle called Source of Phenomena, which then, when one visualizes it, the triangle is, so to speak, upside down. In the center of it is one's consciousness in the form of the seed syllable Hung. From which light emanates, through which all one's obscuring states of mind, together with all habitual tendencies, are purified, and one appears or reappears in the form of Kolodemcho, through which one then receives the empowerment of this yoga of the intermediate state. One also imagines or contemplates that all forms are the forms of the Yidam, and all sounds the sound of the mantra of the Yidam, and that all thoughts are inseparable from the enlightened mind of Kolodemcho. So that's all for today. Mm-hmm.